irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, February 4th, and thank you for joining us this morning. We're right back from a week and a half, Danny.
I know. No, a week and 2 days.
Week and 2 days?
Yeah.
That's about the same
thing.
Yeah,
same shit.
Yeah. Well, welcome back from your trip.
Thank you.
The microphones are a little too hard, too blurry. Okay, whatever.
Is that better?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, yeah, now it's better for me.
Okay.
So welcome back, Danny.
Thank you.
Nice to have you. Last week, while you were gone, I only had really one show.
Thursday.
Shit.
Yeah. Damn.
Because you know what? I just thought I'd take a break because I also moved last
week. Oh, yeah. How's the new spot?
Well, we'll talk about it, you know, but I'm happy.
Okay,
I'm really
that's
happy, yeah. And the move is behind me, so right. I'm relieved.
You're completely unpacked?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, almost, yeah. Just the fucking books again.
Okay.
Know? Always getting in the way. A whole room full of fucking boxes.
Get a fucking bookshelf.
Well, I do, but I mean, in the meantime, the room is full of boxes with books in them.
Oh, yeah, that would give me anxiety, I feel.
I know.
Are you OCD where they have to be, like, alphabetized or some shit?
No, not that. Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it drives me crazy because I'm selling them on Amazon. I don't know which ones were already on the computer, which one were not.
Right.
So it stressed me out a little bit. Then I'm saying, it's just fucking books. Relax, man.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I mean, I got a massage chair.
Oh, wow.
I got a 75-inch TV.
Okay.
Which is fucking huge.
Yeah, which is perfect. I think that sounds fantastic.
Time for the Super Bowl. No, but mainly
did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did, the whole thing. And I usually don't, you know.
I didn't watch a second of it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But it was okay. I mean, I just wanted to be up on what's going on.
I heard Maroon 5 was a doozy. Like, yeah, everyone was talking shit.
Everybody hated it. I'm like, why? How is this guy singing? I know I like their music on the radio.
He's not good live, though.
Yeah, he's not.
He's good on, like, a recording.
Yeah, but he took off his shirt and showed his nipples. And,
oh, nobody cares.
Yeah.
He used to be, like, really hot back in the day.
Yeah?
Now he's, like, older and it's like,
You don't think he's still
No.
Well, he's got a pretty good body for his age.
Yeah.
And for any age, really. You know? I mean, I wish I looked like that. But he's got tattoos, and that's what he's showing off.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I know he's got a bunch of tattoos.
Yeah. Did you know the front one says California in big letters?
I hope that's where he's from. If not, he's a tool bag.
Probably,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many bands started here. You
yeah.
Know? Yeah, many
bands. I mean, everyone comes to California with some type of dream,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, and talent.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Right. You would hope.
Yeah, I know. So, and I got my backyard. I got what I want, and I'm happy.
Yeah.
A lot of furniture to put together, but, you know, otherwise it's fine, you know.
Yeah.
What the fuck, you know.
New beginnings,
and I'm happy, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Except this morning, the traffic was kind of bad compared to the way it's been last week, because I only came here later in the day when we weren't doing the show, so I missed the big traffic. But there is traffic.
How long?
30 minutes.
Damn, it takes you longer than me to get here now.
Really?
Yeah, it only takes me, if there's no traffic, it takes me like 18 minutes to get here.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see, that's what it takes me when there's no traffic.
Yeah, no.
When there's traffic.
When there's traffic, it takes me like 25.
Really?
Only if it's like raining.
So it's about the same.
Yeah. Well, now it's heavy raining, but when I first started driving here, it wasn't really raining that much.
Yeah.
So, but when it's like this, it'll take me like a full 30, 35 minutes because people just don't know how to act.
Yeah, so maybe it's because of the rain and shit, you know.
And how long is it supposed to fucking rain for? Because I'm so disappointed.
Till Wednesday.
Oh. Why? Because I was like expecting to come back and be like in sunshine.
I know.
No, Wednesday will be cloudy. But then it rains again on the weekend. So that's cool.
Yeah, but you went to snow, right?
I went to Chicago and then I went to Boston.
And you saw snow.
It snowed a little bit in Chicago.
Really?
But it was
that's
like,
it?
Yeah, just a little bit.
So no problems at the airport, huh?
No, like surprisingly. But on my,
good for you.
When I was flying out of Chicago to go to Boston, the Uber took an hour and a half to get to the airport and was slipping and sliding everywhere because it was snowing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my flight's going to be canceled.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. It was like, it was about
and
four.
It's scary driving like that.
Yeah. Too, right? Yeah. I was like, am I even going to make it to the airport, bud? But it took, like, it was 45 minutes delayed, and then that was pretty much it.
Wow.
And then Boston, it was just, we took off right on time.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty smooth flight, plus I had Xanax in my system. So, like, as soon as takeoff was done, I was like, good night. But then all of a sudden, it was like, for like 45, maybe to an hour straight.
Oh, fuck.
And I was, and it's so,
you were having a heart attack.
And it really started when the captain put on the speaker and he's like, flight attendants, please put on your seatbelts. I'm like, we're going down. I was like, we're fucking going down. The girl next to me was like, relax, relax.
Yeah. I know. Turbulence.
On every single one of my flights, the person that was supposed to be sitting next to me didn't show up, so I had a seat to myself.
You see, you're lucky that way. So now, but when you were in Chicago, it was the lowest fucking temperature ever.
Yeah, we went out on a Saturday night to see Buddy Guy. Do you know who that is?
No.
He's like a blues singer. He's 82 years old, but we went to go see him, and when we got out, it was around 1:45 in the morning, and I promise you not, Sam, I felt like every bone in my body shattered. That's really? How cold it was. Wow. I was like, this is not normal.
Yeah.
How do people live here?
I don't know.
Because Boston is cold, but Chicago's on a whole nother level.
Right.
On a whole nother level.
Was it windy too?
That's why it's so bad.
It's so cold.
Yeah.
Wow.
So bad.
Fuck.
But I had like the best time ever.
And you happened to be there. I mean, they were talking in the news about Chicago.
Yeah.
Being colder than fucking Antarctica.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually left in the nick of time, because the day I flew to Boston, they were hit with -49 degrees. I was like, see ya.
Yeah, I know. How the fuck do you survive, you know?
I don't know.
I mean, everything on you fucking freezes. Yeah. You know, your eyes probably fucking freeze.
Absolutely.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you were in that cold, essentially.
Where? What do you mean, where?
In that cold when you were in Chicago.
Yeah. But I didn't get hit with the -49. I think it was -20 at some point when I was there.
It's still fucking huge.
Yeah. And I didn't like pack properly.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, so I was like,
and it drifts like for the sunny days. Yeah, in LA.
Yeah. Like there was one day it was snowing. I think Friday night it snowed a little bit. And just to get, all I had to really do was take my Uber from the hotel to his spot. And then that was it. But like my ankles were like frozen. It's like, this is not how I should pack ever again.
Did you have earmuffs and all that?
No.
Stuff? Nothing.
No gloves, no nothing.
Gloves, no gloves. What the fuck, man?
Mm-hmm. I did have a jacket, but.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Like, I had a nice warm jacket, but that was about
it. So let's hear about your experience and stuff. I mean, I'd like to know. So you got stooped quite a bit, I'm sure.
What do you mean?
You know what stoop?
No, I don't. I've never heard that before, ever.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of people say that.
It's, yeah, what does that mean?
Having sex, you know.
Having sakes?
Sex.
Oh, having sex.
No, having sex in Yiddish, okay, which is like an ancient Jewish
language. I've never heard that before, ever.
Really?
Yes, I did have sex when I was in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
I want you to look up stooping.
Yeah, I was like, I have never heard of that.
Yeah, I don't even know how you'd spell it, but S-C-H-T-U, maybe? What?
Are you saying stooping?
No, stoop. Stoop.
S-T.
I think S-C-H.
S-C-H. Stooping.
T.
T.
Yeah.
Shooting?
No, S-C-H-T. Stoop.
Stoop. Two Let O's or one?
Huh?
Two O's or one? What does... Oh, it's S-C-H-T-U-P.
Okay.
To engage in sexual intercourse. Yeah, no one uses that.
So you engaged in sexual intercourse.
Yeah, yeah. That I did.
And was it pleasant for you?
Yeah, it was A+.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would say everything about this man is everything that any
female... So it was worth it for you to go there and weather the flights and all that?
Well, the funny thing is on the first night I got there... He was going to meet me at my hotel at 9, and he was 2 hours late. So I never FaceTimed him or anything before I went. Like, I planned to. So at first in my head, I'm like, oh, my God, I got on a flight. And I'm like, not, this person doesn't even exist. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So then he's like, meet me in the lobby. I'll be there in 2 minutes. And then 2 minutes goes by. I'm like, this is it, you guys. I just flew to Chicago for no reason, blah, blah, blah. Then he walked into the lobby, and I have to say, probably one of the most handsome human beings I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Like, pictures and videos, nothing does him justice.
Wow.
Yeah. But yes, I had
sex
with
him. So you felt extremely lucky.
Yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what did you do? Did you go up to the room and bang?
No,
right?
No, not at all.
Wow.
No,
so there was no, like, anticipation like that?
No, he didn't even, like, want to on the first night.
Really?
Yeah. We went, we had drinks, and we went back to his place, and we talked till, like, 7 a.m., and then it was, like, kind of, like, morning stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest of the weekend was just fun. Like, I met his best friend, then we went on a double date with his best friend and his girl. It was fun. Yeah, it was a nice... It reminds me how every guy in LA is just a joke.
Really?
Yeah, it's just such a joke.
So he treated you nicely.
Yeah, without a doubt. I have nothing to complain about.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And it also shows you an older guy is probably a better idea for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 110%.
So how many years older? 9?
8.
8.
Mm-hmm. 7. So like 7 years.
Okay.
7.5.
Yeah. Good. So you found, now you see, you're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Which is an improvement.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll work because he lives somewhere completely different.
No, I know. But at least, you know what? You got a taste, like you said.
Right.
Of what men can be.
Right. And I told him that too. I go, if this weekend turns into nothing, I go, at least now I know exactly how I want to be treated. Like, right. This whole weekend from beginning to end, it's like almost as if it's hard to explain. Like any second I was with him, I felt very safe.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So he wants me to come back in a couple of weeks. So he says, we'll see.
And besides, I mean, so now you have another friend, you know?
Right.
I mean, even if nothing happens.
That's like just like in real life, like in general. Yeah. Like if it doesn't turn into anything. Hey, bud, how you doing? I haven't talked to you in 6 months. I hope it's not that.
Yeah.
I would like to see him like at least once a month.
Once a month?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how are you going to go? How is that going to work?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I promise myself I just go with the flow on this one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to send crazy texts. I know he's horrible on the phone. Like, remember I told you I was worried about his personality because his texts were so bland?
Right.
It's just because he doesn't really know what he's doing on the phone.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not trying to stress it. We'll see what happens, though. Like, I just know I had fun and I have no regrets.
Yeah. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. But don't ruin your life just going back there all the time.
No, okay? No. I do need to figure my life out, though, ASAP. Like
going once in a while is cool, but then it's going to be too much for you and it's going to affect your life, too.
Yeah.
You won't be available, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, once a month's not that big deal. Not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. But it's like when you go from here to Boston, and I'm not going to Boston anytime soon.
Okay. So you went to Boston for a couple of days.
I went for a whole week.
That's right.
Yeah.
A whole week after that.
Yep.
But back to the weekend for a moment. So, what did you guys talk about? Like
everything. And anything you can think of.
So there was a connection. There was chemistry.
Oh, 110%.
Wow.
Yeah. Even his...
So it was worth it for you.
Yeah.
So you must have felt good, right?
Yeah. Like it wasn't just one of those things where it was just sex.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if we didn't have sex at all this weekend, which was never going to happen, it still would have been a great weekend.
Yeah.
You know, like he's just a really nice, like he's a really pure soul, like just a really kind human being.
Yeah.
Not like anything I'm used to.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there you go. You know, if nothing else, you learned a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, that's what happens when people hang around those that are older than them and maybe wiser than they are.
Right.
Then they learn things, you know, and you go, wow, you know, it's like there's more to life than just that.
I did have a little bit of like a fuck up. Like I did get a little angry at one point.
Did you?
Yeah, I apologized for it the next day. But we went to like the Buddy Guy show or whatever. And some girl was like talking to him and he like introduced her to me. So that was cool. But she was like touching his neck and touching his waist. And I was like, no.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, like she doesn't know that I'm just here for the weekend. Like I could be his girl. He could know me for a long time. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
So I had a little bit of an attitude. And like after we left, he was like, are you mad? I said, just give me 5 minutes. So he saw like a little bit of that side of me. But I also was shit-based. So I apologized for the next day. I was like, I wasn't really mad at you. I was just mad at her as a woman.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be mad at him? I mean, if she was the one doing that, she's the one that you have a problem with.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I go, I'm not mad at you because I know he's just too kind to be like, don't fucking touch me, you know?
Right.
Like,
then you don't do that to someone you know.
And I said,
you just hope they stop.
Yeah, and I told him as a woman, you would expect another woman to realize, hey, I'm with this chick. She's right here, sitting here. Let me not touch him.
Well, maybe she was shit-faced too.
I don't care. She's lucky I didn't fucking trip her or spill my drink on her.
Exactly. The star of fucking Bad Girls Club. Fuck with me.
Exactly.
I love that, man.
So, yeah, that was the only fuck up I had this weekend. And if that was it, that was not bad at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. I'm glad. Glad it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And did you get to see a lot of Chicago? No, huh?
You weren't outside
that much.
No, definitely not. I went to a really nice restaurant, though. So if anyone's in Chicago, The Palm is delicious. And I stayed at the Godfrey Hotel. It's really nice.
Really?
Really nice hotel.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Food is extraordinary.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Traveler.
Yeah. Well, I haven't gone away in so long.
Food critic.
So the food was so, like, in the morning I got eggs over easy with steak and tater tots, and I thought it was going to be like the crappiest plate ever.
Uh-huh.
You know, they had it set up like you were at like a fucking 10-star hotel. It was like real steak cut up, not like flimsy, nasty Denny's steak.
Right.
Oh, it was just so good.
Wow.
Yeah. But so, now I'm back and I'm back to reality. I'm fucking stressed.
Exactly. You just landed back.
It was too long. I should have just left Chicago and came straight back here.
That's
what I should have done.
Exactly. Instead, you complicated things. You went to Boston. But you know what? You get to be with the family.
Yeah. Which was good for a couple of days.
Right.
And
exactly.
I will say this. When I was in Boston, I got everything checked. I had my yearly physical. I got my blood drawn. I got my vagina checked, my STD checked, my eyes checked, my ears checked. Any doctor's appointment you could think of, I made an appointment for it.
Because
I was like, I'm home.
Feel a lot better.
Yeah. And I know my doctor said, like, I'm the healthiest. Like, he said my cholesterol is the best he's ever seen on any human being. Which is crazy because I eat kind of like shit. And I was like, bet. Okay. He's like, you literally can eat whatever you want. Yeah. I was like, cool. Thanks,
doc. It's genetics.
My parents both have terrible cholesterol.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm also
young.
But maybe
it jumped a generation. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I mean, my mom has cholesterol and sugar.
Right.
But, no, actually, we don't have cholesterol in the family.
I think my mom stopped taking, I think hers is fine now, but my dad still has to take pills every day for his blood pressure.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
So, out of everything, at least I got great dick and great company, and now I know I have great health. So, it was overall kind of worth it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, a winner for you.
Yeah. Because, you know, out here, I was like, starting to get stressed because I hadn't gotten any of my yearly checkups.
Yeah.
Like, it's been over
That's
a year.
True. Yeah. I know.
I don't know how people can go so long without checking their health.
Yeah, without freaking out.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, people feel if there's nothing wrong, I don't need to go.
But maybe they don't know if anything's wrong.
But maybe, yeah, I mean, you would feel if something's wrong.
No, a lot of people get their blood drawn and all of a sudden the doctor's like, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, you have no idea.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I even made an appointment. Yeah, you need to do yours. And it's been I think I've been telling you this for a year. Seriously, I think your last...
Yeah, that's true. No, I know people tell me around me, but...
Yeah. Do you just not like needles? I like freak out when I get my blood taken.
No, that's not the point. The point, I'll tell you what it is. It's not it's having not to eat for 12 hours.
First of all, it's 8 hours. You just got to fast for it. So like on a regular night, like say you're getting your blood drawn at 8 a.m.
Right.
You just got to stop eating and drinking by noon.
Right.
I drank a whole bottle of wine before my shit.
No, not by midnight.
Midnight, that's what I meant, yeah. So like that's only 8 hours. You can survive your usually fucking sleeping.
Right.
Like, nice excuse, Sam, not going to work.
No coffee, though.
No, you can have coffee if it's straight black.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that because the person taking my blood was like, you could drink coffee as long as there's no sugar or anything in it. If you have it straight up, you'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
But I drank like a whole bottle of wine. I stopped drinking at like 11:58 on the dot. And I was like, okay, I'm done for the night.
Right. No, but I just realized the place is really close to where I am now. So I can just go in the morning on the way to work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes they even open at 7:30.
Yeah, they open early at those labs.
There's no excuse.
That's a good idea. Now it's on the way to work, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see.
What about the fucking, what's it called? When they take a picture of your ass.
Colonoscopy?
Colonoscopy.
Yeah, those are dangerous, though.
But
they're required after a certain age.
Yeah, you have to do that.
Yeah, because that's like the number one cancer for men. That, and I think... pancreatic, but pancreatic's for everybody though, because pancreatic can go misdetected for so long.
Right, right.
But colonoscopies are like required for any man, I think, over like 35.
Right, right. Yeah, like colon cancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you should be doing those. But I mean, people go and get like their colons cleaned on a regular basis.
I know.
I'm like, that's actually probably going to harm you in the long run.
But probably, yeah.
Keep doing you, baby girl.
Exactly. Keep washing
your hands. It's like, just clean your fucking ass. Yeah. It's not that difficult. You don't need to go get a colonoscopy cleansing. Like,
yeah,
it's literally on Groupon for $30.
Oh, God. it's such a gross thing, though, you know?
Right. Yeah, I got my eyes checked.
Yeah.
I hadn't gone 4 years. You're supposed to get your eyes checked every two.
Yeah.
So I was like, I needed that. I went to the dentist. I had no cavities.
Wow. Then so I went to the healthy.
Yeah. Then I went to the skin doctor because people don't understand that getting your yearly physical is different than checking your skin.
Really?
The doctors at your physical aren't checking your skin.
Right. Right.
You have to go to a specific doctor for that, and they do physicals. Yeah. They do yearly physicals.
Really? On your skin?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I had this mark on my boob that was new. And I was like low-key freaking out about it. And he was like, it's a fucking freckle. I was like, all right, thank you.
So you did quite a bit of flying.
Yeah, I feel like I did a lot of flights in a very short amount of time. But it's crazy because, okay, so like on the last day I was there, my best friend came over because she knew the house. Like my mom kept us on separate sides of the house on the last day I was there because it was just so bad.
Right.
And she came over and I just didn't have... Like, before I went to Chicago, I was freaking out because I was packing. I was by myself. You know, I couldn't sleep. I was like, oh, you know, going to the airport. It's been my first flight in a year. And then when she came over, she was like, you seem really calm. It's like you're getting used to it. I was like, it's not that I'm getting used to it. I'm just ready to get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it doesn't matter anymore.
Exactly.
I'd rather be out of here.
I won't get on a flight unless I talk to the captains.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you talk to them
every single flight.
Really?
Yeah.
What, you go into the cockpit?
I asked the first class. Uh-huh. Flight attendant, I said, hey, I'm petrified of flying. Can I say hi to the pilots?
Uh-huh.
And I look at them. I go, are y'all going to get me to where I'm going safely or what's up? And I'll ask them, is it going to be a smooth flight? Is it going to be bumpy? So for the LA one, they just said when it gets close to the LA, it'll be bumpy. Sam, it was fucking bumpy.
Wow.
I was like.
Because rain and clouds. Yeah. And shit, right?
It was so scary. And I looked around and everyone's so fucking calm. No. I'm like, am I the only person freaking out?
They're all freaking out, but they just keep it inside.
Like, it was like, it was almost like the plane was jerking left to right. And I was like.
No, you can't not freak out when it's turbulent.
I'm sorry, you can't.
Everybody's trying to be.
Yeah, like, you guys know you're scared as shit.
Yeah, but stop. You can't freak out in the middle of a flight, you know? So everybody's just like, okay, let me pray.
Yeah. Shit. So the flight attendant, it was like this Jamaican black lady. She checked on me several times. And when they did the boop, flight attendants put on your seatbelt, immediately was like, I hit the button, beep, like, I need to know. But she couldn't come to me because obviously they had to sit down. So like, I think maybe 35 minutes later, I was weeping. I was crying. Yeah. That's how bad the turbulence was.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So she comes over and she's like holding my hand. She goes, because before that, she told me, if you see me walking around, don't be worried. It's when we start sitting down.
Right.
So y'all bitches just sat down for 35 minutes. You just. So she comes over. She goes, yeah, it was just, we are going through Colorado. It's almost over, blah, blah, blah. So once we got through Colorado, it was pretty smooth the rest of the flight, and I just went back to sleep.
Yeah.
And I woke up like right when we were about to land. Those Xanax, man. I didn't think
they
I was talking shit because I was like, Xanax never puts me to sleep. It does nothing for me. Whoo, child. Even before I sat down on the plane, I was like, I'm going to knock. I could barely keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
And usually takeoff is what's get me, and I could barely stay awake during it.
Good.
But I took two whole pills. Like two whole fucking pills. But I came home. I cleaned my room. I unpacked my suitcase.
And that was a long flight, too, from Boston.
Six hours and like 45.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm not doing that flight anytime soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Chicago's only 3 hours and 50 minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah. On the way back, I think it's five.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's sort of like midway.
Yeah, halfway point. Because it's like from Chicago to Boston, it was like an hour and 50. That's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's it. That's why I was like, let me go home. Midway, it's right there, yeah.
Huh.
So, but then I came home yesterday, I unpacked, I cooked something to eat, and at like 4 o'clock, I was like, I'm going to put a movie on. So I put a movie on, Sam, and I woke up at 2:30 in the morning. Because the Xanax was still in my system.
Yeah.
It, like, knocked me out. Like, it made me, like, useless.
That's what it does.
Yeah, I was like, how do people take Xanax, like, before they go to work and shit?
Yeah,
because well, people need it.
Abusers.
But how do they function?
Because their tolerance is higher, you know? I mean, look at me. I'm fucking functioning with fucking edibles every day, I may forget a couple things, but otherwise I'm functioning.
Right.
You know, so, no, abusers or let's say, not abusers, I don't like the word, so let's say frequent users.
Right.
Right? Their tolerance is high.
Like, I used to work with this lady in an insurance office, and she would, like, take a Xanax in the morning, and then, like, 8 hours later at, like, 4:30 she would take it again at her desk. And I always wondered, how do you function? Because I take that shit to like put me to sleep on flights.
Yeah,
like it knocks me out, Sam. I woke up at 2:30 in the morning, woke up, I was like, holy shit, it's 2:30. Had some water, brushed my teeth, went back to bed, and I slept till 6.
Yeah, just imagine if you did it a lot, then you would be sort of like tolerant for it.
I still feel like, wouldn't it have the same effects though? Even if you're tolerant, it would still make you like comatose and sleepy.
No, not really. I mean, look at me.
Yeah, sure.
Look at me with weed, you know?
Yeah.
God, I'm not into any of the fucking chemical shit.
Right.
You know?
Have you ever done Have you ever done shrooms or acid?
I have a long time ago.
Done shrooms?
The shrooms were like so gross to eat. It was unbelievable.
Well, no, now you can buy like candy bars that have shrooms in it.
Really?
They're like edibles, but for shrooms.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And where do they sell them? They can't.
I don't know.
Doesn't sound legal to me.
I don't know. I have no idea. But I met a few people in LA that do shrooms, and it doesn't seem like it does anything to them. They just talk a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. They talk a lot.
Yeah.
Like, fucking shut up, man. It doesn't... What you're saying is not that fucking profound.
But people on cocaine do that too.
Really?
People on cocaine think they're telling you like the most grand story on the face of it. I'm like, dude, you just did coke.
That's
relax.
True,
yeah.
Well, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So you watched the movie yesterday? What did you watch?
Sam, I fell asleep.
Yeah, so you don't even remember.
No, it was like 5 minutes in and I could feel that I was tired, but I was like, oh, I can make it through this movie.
So no Super Bowl for you.
No, and I don't care enough. Unless I'm at a party and there's snacks, like, but no one's going to see me watching the Super Bowl by myself.
But the thing is, though, what about, why is somebody calling me now? Well, obviously, not somebody I know.
I hate that.
Yeah. But at any rate, so the Super Bowl, the reason I watched it is because, look, I also have not been into football for a long time.
Right, right.
Although I love the sport, I love watching it and stuff, but I haven't been into it, so... But you figure, you know, everybody's watching the Super Bowl. I might as well do it too, so I know what people talk about.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because as it is, I don't watch the Oscars and the Grammys and all that bullshit.
Right.
And then you hear people talk about it, you go, huh, I wish I watched that segment or that segment.
Right, right.
But,
I'm probably going to watch the Oscars, but I feel like I have to catch up on so many movies before I do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's coming up soon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's coming up soon.
Yeah, very soon.
Hmm.
Yeah, but I've been watching. I'm just starting to watch movies, and then I get like tired of it. You know,
right?
I don't know what it is. Like Star Wars, like The Last Jedi. I'm like,
I've never been into Star Wars.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I'm not a nut for Star Wars, but I watched all of them. Okay, I've seen all of them, and I'm just like, I can't get into it anymore.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck, man.
Right.
And then I started watching Heat. Have you ever seen Heat?
Sounds
with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. That was like...
I feel like maybe I have, but I've seen... they've been in so many movies together that sometimes I get them mumble jumbled.
I know, me too.
Like I just...
it had Val Kilmer in it too.
Val Kilmer. Oh, he fell off, huh?
And John
What's
Voight.
He doing?
Yeah. You know what's funny is, you know Brigetta?
Yeah.
She used to be his lover.
Oh my God.
I didn't mean lover. I meant...
Like they hooked up.
Yeah. They were together for a while.
Yeah. But I mean, that's what you would call...
When he was younger and beautiful.
What does he look like now?
Look him up and you'll see. He doesn't look very good at all.
Really?
I think he's sick, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's just old and sick, but I don't know what the result is. When Brigetta's back, she was here when you were gone. That's the whole thing. You know,
he's just gained a lot of weight.
He's gained a lot of weight.
And it looks like he's got like in a couple feet. He was really good looking back in the day.
Right?
Now. Like,
yeah.
Very attractive.
I mean, he was fucking Batman for crying out loud.
Yeah.
But at any rate.
Well, I don't know because there's some pictures where he looks really chubby and then there's this one where he looks like.
Frail and stuff. Yeah.
So I don't know what's recent, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just remember him most recently as that frail one.
Oh, he has throat cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
How terrible. Fuck. Man, can you imagine if you can't talk? Fuck.
Oh, man. See, that's, that should be your motivation to quit smoking cigarettes. That's what it does to you.
Yeah. But you know what's amazing? Well, not amazing, but what strikes me is I think it's pretty profound. I think it's serious that I went to a party on Saturday night.
Okay.
And Israelis, all Israelis that live here.
Okay.
And the amazing thing is that most of the people there smoke cigarettes.
And they do or they don't?
They do.
Okay.
They do.
Yeah.
Almost all of them.
Yeah.
Women and men smoke cigarettes.
Right. I've met a couple Israeli women that smoke.
Most of us would be outside all the time, you know, smoking.
In the pouring rain.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, it was covered in everything. Right. You know? They had like a patio.
But even if you live on like the East Coast,
backyard, yeah.
People that smoke, they just don't care. It's like their fingers will fall off and they're still getting, they're going out there.
Fuck me. I'm like that. You know, I mean, it was so fucking stormy here Saturday morning. I mean, the wind was blowing the rain.
Right.
So nothing stayed dry. Everything was wet. Everything. And
so it's been raining for a straight week?
Well, since Saturday. Friday. Saturday.
Ugh. Yeah. God.
Not a straight week, but over the weekend.
Yeah.
Continuously.
I don't remember last January being like this.
No, it hasn't been like this in years. That's why I'm saying I don't mind it because we need it.
Right.
It's just we're getting winter for a change.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't mind it. But going back to that, so what were we saying the last thing?
Yeah, that everyone was outside smoking.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to remember that. In Israel now, less people smoke than used to, you know?
Right.
It's becoming a lot more health conscious like in America because Israel learns a lot from America.
But a lot of Israelis smoke hookah, which is actually worse than smoking cigarettes.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of people that
but
smoke
maybe
hookah.
Maybe the young ones, not the ones that
yeah,
I know.
Older. Yeah. I mean, younger, for sure. But I feel like I follow a lot of people on Snapchat that are, like, Israeli or Middle Eastern, and they smoke hookah, like, every day.
Really?
Like, and it's like rounds and rounds and rounds of hookah. Yeah. And like, I guess one puff of hookah is like worth like 17 packs of cigarettes. So imagine smoking that every day.
Whoa.
It's not good for you.
No, fuck.
Hookah None makes me so sick.
None of it is good for
like
you.
Like blackout puking status.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see the point in smoking it.
Yeah.
At least if it got you high.
Right.
You know, something.
I know.
But you're just smoking that shit for what? I don't know. Cigarettes I enjoy, but maybe I guess they enjoy that. I don't know. Anyway, there's no justification for putting fucking smoke in your body, period. That's what I say.
Yeah, Sam, take your own advice.
Yeah,
there you go.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's weed.
Yeah. So anyway, so I got this big TV and suddenly I'm like, wow. Because, you know, in my new house, I sit very far from the TV. So,
like in your living room?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The living room is pretty big. So I thought, you know, the 50-inch I have seemed too small.
Why don't you put it in your room?
Because I don't watch TV in my room. I don't spend any time in my room.
Oh, my God. I have to have a TV in both.
Sleep. Really?
Yeah.
No, I never go to sleep with... Because, look, by the time I'm going to sleep, I'm so fucking tired.
Right.
I fall asleep in 2 seconds.
Right. I'm not like that.
I push myself that much. But I got to tell you, and that's why I took out my phone.
So what did you do with your 50-inch TV?
I still have it.
What are you going to do with it?
I just made it my computer's monitor. So I have a monitor 50-inch now.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
But it's the best fucking TV. I put it up for sale, and then I decided I shouldn't.
Well, yeah, because you'll never get the right price off a sale.
No.
But it's used. I'll give you $100 for it.
Yeah, you know, but it's a Samsung. I paid about $900 for it, and it's... Top notch for that size.
Yeah.
Top notch, you know?
Do you cook?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say that. Very, very rare. How do you survive on a day-to-day?
Oh, eating?
Yeah.
Well...
It must add up for you. Like, it must get caught. Well, you don't really eat that much, do you?
No,
which isn't healthy.
Well, no,
Sam.
It adds up dinners. Dinners I eat, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, every day.
Yeah.
Out,
which will be pricey.
Yeah, well, not that much, you know.
Are you Postmating
it? I always go with somebody, you know, but it's, I don't know. Look, lunch, it's usually a sandwich.
Right.
Either I make one at home. I used to make a lot of food at home, but since I was moving and shit, suddenly I'm like, I'm too lazy. But I'll start that over, and then, I don't know, eat something in the evening. I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's how I survive. I don't cook.
See, I survive more if I go to Ralph's and I get like some groceries that I know I can extend for like 5 to 6 days.
You're absolutely right.
Because if I like, think about it, if you Postmates like beef teriyaki and rice from Nico Nico Sushi, by the way, plugging them, they're so fucking good and they're really cheap.
Uh-huh.
But let's say I get that in like one roll of something, it's $22.
Yeah.
I could have gone to Ralph's and gotten maybe $22 worth of shit to make two meals with.
Yeah.
Depends on how you shop.
No, I know. And I agree.
Like four packs of chicken is basically $22.
Yeah. I can tell you that if I go shopping and I buy like $100, $150 worth of stuff, I probably won't eat out that much.
Yeah, but cooking it and then the cleanup after is really annoying.
Right.
Like cleaning up after you cook is so annoying.
Yeah. I agree.
It takes like, so if your meal takes about an hour, it's going to take you about a half hour to clean.
Yeah. Well, fuck cooking. I don't care to talk about cooking, you know, because it doesn't interest me for the least bit.
You don't even want to just like be like, I made this.
No.
Really? And it tastes fucking good. I did this.
Yeah, well, you know, I do that with like, I don't know, macaroni and cheese. No, not macaroni and cheese. I mean like rice-a-roni.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And some kind of a sandwich or meat. Or meat. No, but I make it good.
Oh, my God.
And good salads. I make good salads.
Everyone makes good salads. Really? If you can't make a good salad, there's something drastically wrong with you, for sure.
And I can make cookies. I'm fucking champ at making cookies.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, wow, the show's going by fast today. I knew it would because we have so much to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I did want to talk about the Super Bowl a little bit.
That'll be a one-sided conversation.
Well, no, because you heard about the halftime, right?
Not really.
They had Maroon 5.
Yeah, Travis Scott.
And Travis Scott, who I don't know who he is.
He's a rapper. He's dating. He has a baby with Kylie Jenner.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So he's known.
Yeah.
Fuck, how do I not know that?
Because you don't listen to rap.
I don't.
Yeah.
So, but Maroon 5, I think, sucked. Although I like the band. Mm-hmm. I like the songs. But he sang like shit. And he just took off his shirt so people would see his body. I mean, what's the point in that?
Yeah, people were kind of rashing that.
Yeah.
Let's look at what some people were tweeting. Yeah. I'm gonna hashtag Maroon 5 and see what pops up.
I know. Like, look, final score of Super Bowl. Maroon 5, teams 3.
Oh, my God. Okay. Maroon 5, 940 tweets in the last hour. Let's see.
940? Wow. Yeah. It's fucking stupid, you know? But no, put it like Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah, super. Oh, yeah.
Halftime.
Let's see.
But anyway, I mean, the half show wasn't that great. The game itself was not very cool.
I guess in 10 years, this was the lowest watched Super Bowl.
Lowest scoring. I can't imagine it was lowest watched.
Lowest rated. The ratings were
really
super low. It was like
serious?
The lowest rated in 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the Patriots have been in the Super Bowl, it feels like 10 years in a row.
I know. And they win every fucking
time.
Yeah.
And it's like everyone's like, whatever. Patriots are going to win again.
Exactly. And they did.
Yeah.
No, so, I know. I agree with you. The only people that were happy were the New England fans.
Yeah. And I'm from New England. And even I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Give us something else. But it was just frustrating to me because the Rams could have played better and they didn't. And they fucking...
And you know who's going to get fucked for that?
Mistake. You know how many punts? 10 fucking punts.
And you know who's going to get fucked for that, though?
Who?
The coach.
Yeah, probably.
Probably
going to
lose his job.
Yeah.
That sucks. Like, every time a coach, like, loses a championship, it's like their life is on the line.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not my fault. My players suck, okay?
Exactly.
Maybe get a new team.
Well, but you're the leader, so you need to...
I really want to know how much money Robert Kraft is worth at this point.
I have no idea.
Let's look it up.
Well, does it matter, really? I mean, we're going to look up everything on the fucking show.
Yeah.
But no, the reason I said the game wasn't great is because, there was not a lot of scoring. And it was frustrating as a Rams fan because, like, example, in the beginning, the New England dropped the ball, the first play, you know?
He's worth $6.8 billion.
Who?
Robert
Kraft. That's the owner
of the Patriots.
Of the Patriots.
$6.8 billion. Whoa. That's insane.
Jeez.
I wonder why he's like, we're going to get this ring again and again and again. They haven't like gotten a new team. It's been the same fucking players forever.
I know.
Like, same lineup. Because he's like, this is what makes me money.
I know.
Good.
And Tom Brady.
Did you hear about Gronk? How they didn't want, like, everyone was like petitioning him not to play in the Super Bowl because of his comment to the news reporter.
Who's that?
Gronkowski.
Oh, no.
So he was like being interviewed pre-Super Bowl. And
yeah. What did he say?
The woman reporter asked him, so what's your favorite position? And he was like 69.
Oh, my God.
And then instead of like shutting the fuck up, he like kept going.
Really?
And she like made a complaint about how uncomfortable she was.
Yeah.
Because if that was a guy, he wouldn't have answered that.
That's true, right?
But I mean, obviously he didn't get in trouble.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
See, it shows you what the women have to deal with. Man.
Yeah.
They really
just
do.
Like, let her just ask you what position is your favorite, like, and shut the fuck up.
Right.
Ugh. Yeah. But his, like, he seems like one of those guys that has been playing football for so long, his brain is just like jello. You know what I mean? Because he's so big.
I know.
How tall is he? He's got to be like at least 6'6", right?
I have no idea. I don't know.
He's like a tall, tall, tall dude.
Yeah. I'm glad. One thing I missed is Gladys Knight singing the national anthem.
Yeah.
But
she didn't sing the national anthem, did she?
She was supposed to.
Oh, yeah, she did.
I just missed that because I tuned into the game right as it started.
I'm sure you can YouTube it.
Yeah.
Everything's on YouTube.
No, for sure. But they said she did an excellent job, a perfect job.
Right.
And I'm happy because there was a lot of controversy. People told her don't do that because of the Copernic shit.
Yeah. Yep. And that's
that's
another reason why the ratings are so low.
Probably.
Black people, like, we're not watching the Super Bowl.
Oh, because of...
But I mean, it worked. Like, he's like, people are underestimating how like powerful his movement is.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. You know that leaving Facebook makes people happier, but less informed.
Facebook is a joke to me.
Yeah,
I've been telling you this.
No,
forever.
But I think they're talking about social media in general.
Well, yeah, but Facebook has changed itself into a place that's not comfortable to be on. Because even if I go on really quick for like 10 seconds and I hit the home tab. There's something on there that I'm like, why is this on social media?
Yeah.
Somebody getting shot, somebody getting murdered, animals getting like ripped to shreds. It's just like, how can this be on a website that is supposed to be safe for our children if we have any?
That you write about.
I literally only have Facebook on my phone because every app that you get, it's like joined with Facebook and it's like so much easier than plugging in all your information.
Right.
But I don't use Facebook at all.
But how's Instagram any different?
Instagram, I never see shit like that. And you only see shit that of people you follow. So I'm not going to be following anyone that's uploading murderous videos or animals getting fucking...
No, but this happens too, right? With only people you're friends with. And groups you follow on Facebook.
Yeah, okay, but what I'm saying is on Facebook, it has the ability to share.
Right.
So they can repost somebody else's. You can't do that on Instagram.
Right.
You can only post whatever you want to post on your page.
Yeah, but... Okay.
So, like, let's say World News of China uploads something terrible that happened in China that's literally showing, you know, blood and guts everywhere. Someone in the United States can share that post on their Facebook feed. And if you follow their Facebook feed, or even if you don't follow their Facebook feed, but your friend, someone you follow, comments on it, you can see that they comment on that post and it still shows up on your feed.
Right.
So there's like 1,000 ways you can see shit you don't want to see on Facebook. Instagram, it's a lot more difficult.
Oh, okay.
Twitter's kind of bad with that too, though.
Yeah, Twitter's terrible because there you can see anything.
Yeah, and porn stars can literally fuck on Twitter now.
They do. Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I know.
What?
A couple of other things I wanted to say before we go. My sleep. Okay, let me talk about my sleep for a second.
Okay.
So I got this app called Auto Sleep.
Okay.
All right.
Did you have to pay for it?
$3.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth every fucking dime, let me tell you. What it does is it tracks your sleep through your watch, through your Apple Watch. And so obviously you have to have the watch on when you're sleeping, which I got used to. And it counts, like, first of all, your hours of actually being in bed.
Okay.
And it detects that, you know? It tells you what your heartbeat is and all that. But it also measures your, like, deep sleep quality sleep and sleep in general, and your BPM, which is beats per minute.
Right.
Okay? So in beats per minute, I'm good every time. I get green. But all I can tell you is this. Look, take an example of last night and see why I'm so fucking tired this morning. I didn't know how to get the fuck out of the house today. It was that bad. I went to sleep at 1:30 a.m. You see, and the app tells me all that. Woke up at 8.
Okay,
which is more like 7:30 I woke up, but okay. Let's say 8. So that's, what, 5.5 hours?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's 6.5 hours. 6.5 hours of being in bed, okay?
Right.
You know how much sleep I actually got? 3 hours and 12 minutes. 3 hours and 12 minutes. Out of that, 1 hour and 39 minutes of quality sleep. Deep sleep, only 30 minutes, and that's it. So total sleep of a good sleep, 3 hours.
That's wild.
Isn't that?
I'm dying to know what my sleep is.
Isn't that like, I mean, do you have the Apple Watch?
No.
I let you take it one night or something. But it, but look, also it's got like a circle with a like a clock,
right?
And it shows you the periods where you wake up. And
I'm dying to know what my sleep pattern was last night because I was like in a deep sleep.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, at least I think I was. Sometimes, maybe I don't.
You
maybe
see,
I'm not.
That's the thing. You think you are. I don't even remember waking up during the night, maybe just once. But here it shows my sleep was really interrupted several times.
Yeah.
And it's probably the apnea.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
So, it's fucked up. My sleep rating, 50%. Wellness, okay? Usually I have like 5 stars, 2 stars. Sleep bank, how much I owe. Like, in other words, my goal is about 7 to 7.5 hours.
Right.
Right? My actual sleep, I'm 35% off of where I need to be. I owe like 45 hours of deficit of sleep. So that's what this shows you. And if you want to measure your sleep and you have the Apple Watch and the iPhone, obviously, you can track that. It's called Auto Sleep. And now at least I know for sure there's proof that I have sleep problems.
Right.
You know? So I'm going to go to the doctor. I already contacted them. I'm going to go in and see what they can do for me, you know.
That's crazy. It's about time you go to the doctors.
It's unbelievable.
I've been saying that.
Even for 6.5 hours, you know, that's not little. I mean, after 6.5 hours, you should be pretty rested, not more tired than you were when you
right.
went to bed.
Right. I agree. But it's so funny, too, because sometimes when you sleep over 8, like let's say you get 10 hours, you wake up and you just feel like you got no sleep either.
Right. Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird how it works. Because sometimes I work better if I have like 4.5.
Yeah.
And then other days I work better
it
if
depends,
I have 10.
Yeah.
Like today I feel like fully refreshed, but I also slept from 4:30 in the afternoon, woke up briefly at 2:30, and then fell back asleep till 6. So I got like a lot of sleep
yesterday.
Over 12 hours.
Right.
I got like damn near 15, 16 hours of sleep.
Yeah, but you had to make up, I'm sure, for a lot of, I mean, you stayed up till 7 in the morning talking.
Right,
like
yeah.
That.
No, I got like no sleep in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I would say I got decent sleep in Boston, but not the last couple of days I was there because I was stressed.
Yeah.
And there was drama. So I was like, I didn't really sleep that much because I was tossing and turning and like, what the fuck, I want to get out of here. Like that type of feeling, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And now yesterday I got back and I was like, I'm just going to lay down. And I like cleaned and the heat was on and I fell asleep with my candles lit till 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's how heavy of a sleep I was in.
Isn't that kind of dangerous, though?
Yeah, super dangerous. But I didn't realize I was that tired.
Yeah,
or that
you
I was
just
gonna
fell asleep.
Yeah, I was out.
Faded.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're fading now. 50 minutes of talking. Thank you, everybody, for listening so much to you. Another thing I wanted to add is that it's good to have you back.
Yep.
Okay. And we're back regularly every day. We're going to have guests later this week. 3 different guests, and it'll be awesome, you know. So I'm glad to be back. You know,
it actually feels really good to be back.
Kind of got lazy, you know, and just let's hope I can get my sleep back on track and everything
right.
will be okay.
Right.
All right.
Get your blood worked on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Danny, thank you for being there.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.